I just wanted to talk about some of the benefits of the method outlined in the book Insights in Jazz. People often say, okay, this looks pretty complicated. What's the point of it all? How's it going to help me? And so I thought it's just worth talking about some of the ways in which it can help. And the first way is the learning speed at which you can acquire new standards that you can play without music. By recognizing large chunks of chord progression in a key independent way, you can very quickly learn new tunes. I mean, I don't know, for me, I mean, already knowing what, because I listen to jazz a lot, I know the sound of lots of standards, but I don't necessarily know how to play them, because I've never sat down and thought about it, never looked at the chord progression. So a very quick analysis of the chords. And suddenly, I've got it locked into my mind in a way which I find very hard to forget. And then it's just a question of learning to realize the tune on top of those chords. And as a pianist, you're away, and you can add lots and lots and lots of tunes to your repertoire in this way very quickly. So if you've got a weekly gig, it's not a big deal to add, one or two or three tunes to your repertoire each week. The second thing, learning to play using this method with the bricks means that your solos tend to make a lot more sense, because you stop thinking chord to chord, and you start thinking in larger chunks, bricks of chords that may be 4 or 8 bars long, and you start to play lines of solos through the complete brick. And your solos become integrated. A spin-off of this is that you can start to understand how, good soloists manage to put quotes from other songs into the song they're playing. It becomes really obvious once you realize that if the songs have got the same chunks of chords, then it's very easy for them to play the tune from the other song in the song they're playing at the time. Looks really cool, but to those who don't know what's going on, but actually it's really simple. The third thing is that comes out of this way of thinking is context awareness. You just, after having looked at quite a number of songs in this way, you just get to know what's going to happen next in a standard. So I find myself sort of daydreaming, playing through a song that I'm not really familiar with. And then thinking, I found myself thinking one day, hey, it hasn't done a four and back yet. And then I got to the next line, turn over the page, and the lo and behold, does a four and back, just because it kind of had to, because the songs are well structured. The composer's put them together in a way that makes sense. And suddenly you start to realize that these certain moves that they do happen in certain places in the classic structure of the song. Most songs are 32 bars in length, and there are certain places where certain things happen, and these you start to learn these things. Key independence, we've talked about a lot. This method is a key independent method, which is great. So when a singer comes along and asks you to jam with them in their key, you're not suddenly fazed by the fact that you thought you knew the song, but actually you only knew it in one key, and so you suddenly don't want to play it anymore. Also useful for if you're playing big band arrangements. And it happens to be not be in the original key when you're given your solo. You're not really bothered, because you understand the song really well. You could play over it in any key. And the final aspect that I would say is really good about this method is that it lays out the whole of the standards territory. What are the things that I'm going to find when I'm playing standards? What are the chord progressions? What are the chunks? What are the bricks? What are the tricks? What are the forms? Everything that a beginner needs to know can be laid out at the beginning, so they know the scope of what they have to address in order to be able to play a large number of standards. And I think the flip side of this is that, and I'm talking to old dogs, or they probably prefer to be known as cats, I guess, in this game. Where they're kind of unhappy about this method because it uses terms that they're not familiar with. I mean, the terms are not important at all. But what's interesting is talking to people who do know a lot of standards, and showing them this method and talking to them about some of the things that I've noticed, I've always found that there's something that they hadn't noticed. So having done thorough analysis and having defined terms and stuck with names, which means we can cross-refer across a great wide range number of songs, it's got real benefits. Hope you enjoy using it. My name's John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, the book about how to remember jazz chord progressions, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions about the book or the method, then drop me an email at john@dropback.co.uk.